Hey, Omer. Thanks for your patience. I know I was supposed to call you back a little bit ago, but I had one of my current clients call in, so I was helping him out with his site, doing some updates. But did you speak with your it was your financial advisor, you said, right?
My partner.
Or your
Yeah, my
partner.
partner.
Okay. So
Yeah, I just spoke with him.
they give you the green light to go ahead and move forward?
Yeah, he checked it. He apparently knows someone from Google, like from the, doing those things. And yeah, he approved that you are legit. But he just told me, just make sure what you what you know promised me. So you just promised me to be on the first page or be top 10 or top 15, or
Well, there's
what
only
do you
three
think
people that
you
show on the first page in the top recommended section. So there's three people that show there. That's where we're working to place you.
So for sure we're going to be on the first page.
Correct. And we list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases on the first page as well. So it's not just Blocksmith. You have 15 total. You can hand select them.
And that we're going to do tomorrow, right?
Correct. Yep. You'll do a client interview tomorrow, so I'll have you sit down with my technician and then they'll walk you through it. It's usually about a 30 to 45 minute conversation. They'll also go over the service area with you to make sure we're not sending you guys anywhere you don't want to travel to.
Sounds good. Just in general, what happens if you are not always on the first page? Like you guarantee that, and what happens if you are not, or there's just kind of
Well,
happen?
the services are month to month. I've been here 10 years. I've never worked with somebody and have them not get on the first page. You know, we do recommend when you first start out, if your goal is to get as many clients as possible, to, you know, give it at least 2 months before you hard evaluate it for a return on investment. But you know, it is fully cancelable at any time. You're not bound to any kind of contract or anything like that. So if you're ever unhappy with the service, you could cancel. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that.
All right, so you say it take up to 2 months to be on the first page, or it's like instant?
No, you'll be up there sooner. We just want you to give it at least 2 months when you first sign up before you evaluate it for return on investment. So if you're saying, hey, you know, over the course of 2 months, I'm going to spend about $400 with the pricing structure that I have you on, we want you to give it that full 60 days before you start going, okay, I spent 400, what did I make? Right? Because we know in that time period, we'll be able to land you enough jobs and show you a consistent return on investment to where it's something that you're more likely to want to keep as a long-term marketing solution for your business.
All right. So it's $199 per month, right? Like you said.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And it includes only the first page or something else?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're getting first page placement on Bing. You also have our popular directory submissions. That's pretty common when you work with like an SEO company, for example. I know you said you guys were using one, I believe. So you get Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle. We cover all your bases. We wouldn't duplicate any of the listings that you already have created or duplicate your Google Guarantee campaign at all. We would just go in and kind of fill the holes on anything that your business might be missing as far as online, and then we update it with the information that we're submitting to Google today.
So you're going to do also the Google Guarantee? That's what you said?
We do offer Google Guarantee, but that's a different program. You said you were already doing that.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, yeah, I'm
yeah.
Progress.
If you left those guys though, yeah, like if you're unhappy and you left those guys, you know, we can absolutely do that and host it for you as well. It's a service we offer, but as you know, that's pay per lead. It has its own separate billing and everything.
Sounds good. And what else I wanted to ask? So, okay, so just again, just to make sure, tomorrow after the call, when I'm choosing 15, one of those 15 words, if someone will look up for one of these 15 words, I will be on the first page. If I'm going to look for them, of course, I'm not going to be there.
Well, the verification has to be pushed through too. You're already on Google Guarantee, so it should be really easy to get your verification, but I just want to make sure I'm being transparent with you. You won't show until we complete your verification. So I know you're already in the process of that. You said you started on the 9th. So, you know, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. And then obviously you already have your background screening that should be completed by the 30th. So you really wouldn't be able to see. Right, right.
I got
it's completed?
Yeah, I got already the code verification and I already got verified by the, it's like a third party that's doing the verification. Like the profile, yeah, like, see that you are legit.
For the Google guarantee?
I got approved already. I'm just really waiting right now for the Google guarantee. But I got verified already. I have the email.
Yeah, so we just have to verify that with them. Maybe we won't have to mail you that PIN again, but we'll do a phone verification with you during your client interview. And then once the verification is completed, then we could see you up there. But Google tells us to quote you typically about 5 to 7 days to get that PIN. So I still want to leave that time period before you start going and searching in your keywords. We got to give them time to do the programming and everything. Okay?
Sounds good. All right.
Okay.
And what else I want to ask?
And then, like I said, even when you're up there, you're going to want to give it at least 60 days before you evaluate it for return on investment, because the customers are still going to have to call you, and you got to close them and get them to write reviews, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
One more thing. Remember something? About money, about important. One second.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, it sounds good. $200 a month, first page. I know. So right now, like you saw, that we have like coming soon website. Does it affect on it? Like, we need to have a campaign.
Yeah. Remember what I told you earlier? I was going to include the website in your package, so I already have that noted. If you own that domain and you want us to build the site for you, it's no extra charge. You just have to give us access to that website during your client interview.
And if I'm not doing it because I have my person that's working on it already?
Yeah, well, if they're already working on it and you want to let them finish it, and then we'll just have the website attached to the Google listing as it is, and then once he's completed with it, it'll automatically update to that first page placement.
Yeah.
But I'm going to leave the site in there as an option. So right, if later if you want it, you still got it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Because, I'm going to leave it for him because he's already working on it and we are in, like, late progress.
Yeah.
And
if you already spent money on it, you might as well get your return on investment and let him build it, you know?
Yeah, okay. So let's just give this an option in the future.
Yes.
But it can work also without the website and also without companies that are on, right?
Yeah, but we recommend it having a site because the other competing companies up there have it.
Okay, we're on it. Sounds good. All right, let's do it.
Okay, so what's your last name, Omer?
B-A-R-E-L, Barel.
B-A-R-E-L, okay. And your first name is O-M-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the business email address where I could send you the receipt and everything in writing?
Same, Omer Barel, O-M-E-R, B-A-R-E-L, at
hotmail.com. Okay. And is this phone number the best phone number for us and your clients to reach you?
Yes.
Okay. And did you want to add a secondary phone number, like a cell phone?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So in the future, my number, it's not going to be this one. It's going to be another one. It's going to have dispatch. We can change it later, right?
Yeah. You have to call in to me, and then we'll swap it out. I'll send you a text right now with my direct number and extension, and then when you want to make those changes, just give me a call, and I can swap it out for you.
Sounds good. So the other number is 617.
Okay.
803.
1715. 1715. Okay.
My name is Eric. That's my partner.
Okay, perfect. E-R-I-C-K. Smith. Okay. And then I'm going to send you my number now. It's the same as our customer service line. You just have to hit extension 544 if you want to call me direct. And then the PIN verification was sent to a 125 Chiswick Road, apartment 309. Is that still accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So no change in the address. It's in Brighton, right?
Correct.
Okay. 02135? Yeah. Some reason it shows up as Boston instead of Brighton. Are you really close to the Boston line?
It's not. Sometimes some website it shows you as Boston, some say like it's automatically doing Brighton, but it technically it's Brighton, but it's fine. There's no Chiswick in Boston.
Okay. Chiswick. Okay, perfect update. And then where's your website? I had it earlier. Let's see here. Okay. It was Boss, Locksmith, right? Locksmith Boss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. I found it. Locksmithboss.com under construction. Okay. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business?
Let's do 8 to 10.
8 to 10? Okay. Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
So no Saturday, no Tuesday. I know it's Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Let me update. So 8 to 10, Monday, Wednesday through Saturday.
Let's do 8 to 9. I know. Let's do 8 to 9. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Let me repeat this back to you. I have it 8 to 9 on Monday, Tuesday closed. I got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday 8 to 9, and then Sunday closed.
No, Sunday on, Saturday closed.
Oh, okay. I got you. So, no, it's okay. So Saturday and Tuesday closed. Okay.
I can change this also by calling you, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's also a 24/7 customer service here. So you could call in that 877 line. We already know it's you based on the phone number that you're calling in, or if Eric calls in, so we'll know what account it's affiliated with, and then we can make the changes. Just let them know.
Gotcha. So if I need to change phone numbers or add hours or something like that, so just call in the seat.
Yeah, there's a 24/7 answering service available to you. So you could always put in a request for revisions, or even if you leave it as a voicemail, like even if it's like middle of the night. I'm not saying that this will happen, but, you know, if you call in the middle of the night, and you could always leave a voicemail for revisions, and then we say allow up to 24 hours to see the updates happen.
By the way, when we're doing the hours and days, like, it's going to, like, how it's going to affect, because I don't mind to get calls on, I can get calls every day. He can walk, he cannot walk on those 2 days, but I can get calls every time, and then we can schedule it for the next day or something.
Yeah, I could do open availability for phone calls.
I could just leave it
open availability, so that way it looks like they can call anytime, and then you can hash out.
They can call anytime.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Submit open availability. All right, so I got your profile.
I would rather to leave myself like available all the time, and then just need to people to call, and I will take care of it from there. Like, it can tell them, or later today or tomorrow. Like, I prefer not to show that I'm closing at some point, because, you know, people don't like to see close. Like, I don't mind to be available all the time, because I'm available all the time, but it's not gonna get the service all the time.
Yeah. No, I gotcha. Okay. So I'll just leave it as like open availability, and then you, like I said, you can kind of hash it out with them as you go.
Sure.
Did you want the address hidden on Google, like the Chiswick Road address?
What do you think? Like, again, it's my personal home. Like, no one's gonna come there.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to display it, because, you know, you don't want somebody showing up at your doorstep uninvited. That's not good.
Usually, but what do you know? Like, usually people show this when they're locksmith, or usually they hide it. Like, what's the common?
They usually hide it. I mean, anything that you're gonna have to help them with, you're gonna have to go to them anyway. It's not like they're gonna bring the problem to you. You know.
I have nothing in my home anymore.
Yeah, I say that. So you're always moving. That's kind of that. Yeah, I mean, I get that though. I feel like as men, we're just always kind of out and about. But I have everything that's important to me at home. It's just my kids and my wife. So, yeah.
I don't know. No kids, no wife.
Oh man, it's kind of a good thing though. Some days I wish I can go back to that. You know, once you do it, you can't undo it.
freedom is priceless. Nothing can buy freedom. I don't want girlfriend. I don't want wife. I don't want kids.
No, you're right. You're right. I did a lot of traveling in my younger years. So, you know, I'm 30 now.
I think I'm older than you.
Yeah.
I'm older than 32.
Yeah, I'm 30. Yeah, but I did a lot of traveling from, I've been working here since I was 21, like fresh out of college.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so basically once I got out of school, then I basically traveled like probably a month or 2 months every year, because a lot of this stuff I could just take my laptop and, you know, go sit on a beach somewhere and do, you know, somebody needs me to fix his website or something, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was nice to be able to just kind of travel. That was my dream, was to be able to work and move around at the same time. But now I got the little ones here, so I just I got to come home and bunker down.
You locked down. That's it. You have cough now. That's it.
Yeah, it's okay, though. Like, next month, I'm actually going to Hawaii next month, so I still get out a little bit. But now I just have to pay for more tickets. It's just more expensive. I could have, you know, I'm not going to be going to no nightclubs and seeing pretty girls. I got to stay with my wife and the babies. You know, no drinking because I have to drive, you know. So, yeah.
The next step is open relationship, you know.
Yeah.
But only from one side, only from your side.
Yeah, only my side's open.
You will laugh. I heard those before, only from my side.
I definitely been there. It's just once you have the kids, and it's like, okay, you know, they follow everything dad does. They're both boys too, so it's like, I got to do the role model thing. All right, so I got your business profile, though. It's all set up. For a client interview, I do have time if you want to do the client interview in, like, an hour. I could schedule it between 5 and 6 or 6 and 7.
Today I can't. Today I can't.
Okay.
I can do it tomorrow. And in my time, it's going to be 5
it'll have to be after
tomorrow.
Oh, 5 p.m.? Okay.
In my it's like 2 p.m. in your...
Okay, yeah. It'd be between 2 and 3.
Your time.
I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email address, and then I'll also send you a text like 1 hour before the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it. You know, I understand if you got to go to a job or something, we don't want you to miss the money.
No, I'm pretty calculated with my life. I should be fine. Like, I just have something between 4 to 5 here, and then I should be free.
After that?
Yeah, I have drive for 40 minutes after, so it should be fine.
Okay, that'd be perfect. Yeah, we're just asking you general knowledge information about your business. Nothing crazy.
I can bring in my client, like, on the line with me. Like, he will be with us. Like, just adding to the call.
Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I have Eric added to the profile as the partner, and then I'll give him access. Well, if it's up to you if you want him to have access.
No, for now, no. Don't do anything for now. Just when they call me, I'm just going to do add call. Yeah, I got the invitation.
Okay.
Do add call and just tell him let's go on the line so we can help him with the keywords because he's more expert in the field. Like, I'm on behind the scenes.
Oh, gotcha.
If you want to pick this up, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, of course. So he's more than welcome to join us. We would definitely want to pick his brain if he's going to be out in the field and face-to-face with any clients. Okay.
Yes, he's the one.
Okay. All right. So I sent you that calendar invitation. Got a pretty cool picture of you working out here.
You used to coach CrossFit for 10 years. So.
Yeah. That was funny you say that because well, I was telling you, I was going to lunch, and then I was going to call you after lunch. We have a gym downstairs called Equinox, and they give us a membership.
Yeah, also here. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
One of the nicest places that
you have. Yeah, I love that gym. But our work gives us a free membership, so I actually went downstairs during my lunch, and I was working out. I was in the gym.
Good.
So,
that's
yeah,
good.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Every day, yeah. It's nice because I don't really get to work out once I get off of work because I got to go home to the kids. But while I'm here, it's cool. I bring my gym bag with me every day, and then I'll work like 7 to 11, and then 11 to 12, I go work out downstairs for about an hour with my headphones on, and then I came back up. So I was pretty happy. I did a 5K on the treadmill on incline during my lunch break.
Nice.
Yeah. So I did 3.1 miles, and it was 24:26 today. But I try to run like.
You have to work on your legs. Squat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I squat like 400, 405.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah. I used to play football. That's how I got to school. I used to play football when I was young, so I started weightlifting and exercising a lot when I was younger.
No,
and well,
I'm Israeli. Israeli are tiny people. We are not as strong. We're just... we're not strong, but not like you guys. We are really big over here.
Yeah. I'm like 6'1", like 220. Yeah, so I work out a lot. It's more hard for me to run than it is actually to lift weights. The lifting weights, my body naturally wants to be strong. I have to do a lot of cardio to stay 220,
lean. You can lift the world, bro.
Yeah. I try not to intimidate. But it's nice when we're down there because there's a lot of, like, we're close to where the Chargers, like, I don't know if you know the football. American football, but the Chargers play, they practice over here, so you see a lot of the players at the gym and stuff. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
You are nothing right. compared to them. Huh? They are like beasts.
Yeah, those guys are so big. Oh, my God. There's one of them, he's 6'8". He's a lineman, and he's like 400 pounds, and he'll bench press like 400 or 500 pounds, like repping it. It's so big. He looks like he could step on me.
It's a human wall, Jesus. Like, you cannot do anything to him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what he does. He just stands there like a wall. It's his whole job. He gets paid millions of dollars just to so people can't get around him.
Literally cannot get around.
Yeah, it's a long way around, and then you can't go through him. So yeah, he's a big boy. His name's Rashawn Slater. If you want to Google him later, Rashawn Slater.
Rashawn Slater. All right, I will look it up.
Yeah, he's huge man. But, okay, I have your client interview done. So the last thing we have to do, Omer, is secure the first month's payment, and then we're pretty much good to go until the client interview tomorrow. So how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
Yeah, it's a credit card.
Okay, you can put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Visa? Can I change it also later? Like now it's be my personal one, but in the future it's going to be from the company.
Yeah, so there's two ways you could change it, and I definitely recommend getting a business account later. That's a good thing to do, so you can document.
I have.
Yeah, that's huge. It's huge. You always want to make sure your taxes, everything are good, and having that business account will really help.
You know what? Let's do it from the business account, and I'll just transfer money from my personal account if I need to. Let's do it from the business account already.
Yeah, because this is actually a business expense, and technically, it's still 2020 right now. So in about a month and a half, you could take this to your tax guy, and you'll be able to write this off, and you'll get the money back.
Sounds good to me.
So it's like having the first month free if you put it on the business account and then take the invoice to your tax prep, your CPA.
Yeah, I have one, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, right. You're doing it the right way.
So it's 4135.
Okay.
7150.
7150.
0634
7010. Okay, an expiration date, month and year?
It's September 27.
You said September?
Yes.
Okay, 927, and then 3-digit code on the back.
377.
377. Okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, there is a security question and a voice verification. The security question, you have three options. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I do the city.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Are you going to even need to spell it for you? Because from Israel.
Sure.
Yeah, it's R-A-A. N-A-N-A, Ra'anana.
Okay. You said R-A-A-N-A-N-A?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually going to Google that right now.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with it, that's why.
It's from Israel, yeah.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, I've been around. Like I said, I've traveled a lot.
To Israel?
No, not to Israel. No. But I was raised Christian, so we hear a lot about the cities there, even though they've been renamed, you know, Israel, Jerusalem.
Yeah, no, Ra'anana, it's not any special, just rich place. I'm not rich, but the city is rich.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm usually familiar with it. I also, my My wife is from Lebanon, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I just dated 2 days ago.
It's so funny you say that because everybody says that. Oh, Lebanon? Ooh, nice.
Those bullshit that you hear in the news, it's just bullshit. There's like the war is between the governments, like the people love each other. It's all fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's the same here, you know, all the government, they have their fights, like the president's trying to fight with Russia and the people are just like, whatever, we don't care, we don't have a problem with Russia, like, you know, it's the governments, it has nothing to do with the people, you know,
yeah,
I see a Russian guy on the street, I'm like, hey, what's up, I don't care, he's Russian.
I grew up with Russian and Ukraine, like, I know Russian, I know to read Russian, I know to care some Russian,
I treat people how people treat me, you know, I don't care where you are from, I grew up in the United States, so for me, I see people every race, everywhere, you know, it's normal here, everybody here is from somewhere else, okay, so... There's a voice verification on here. I did notice it was really close to Tel Aviv. Do you have to tell people all the time you're from Tel Aviv because they don't know your hometown?
And also Israel is really small, so it's close to Tel Aviv. Yeah, like if you're in Israel, it's not close to Tel Aviv, but if you live in America, it's close to Tel Aviv because everything above 10 minutes in Israel is considered far. Here's maybe above an hour. So
really.
Yeah,
here, that's nothing. I drive more than far than that every day just to work.
I know. I live in Rhode Island. I work in Rhode Island. I have an hour drive every day. That's why I'm...
Yeah. It's like normal here. Okay. So all there is a quick voice verification, and then we're pretty much done here until tomorrow afternoon. Sorry. So as I'm walking you through this, Omer... If I say something that you don't agree with, or if I say something you don't understand, just stop me, okay? I can rephrase it for you.
All right.
So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Instant Long Distance Corporation.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Omer Barrel, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today? Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay, and hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay, so we know what you're already using now, like with the Google Guarantee, obviously, we're a Google partner, so we have notifications on all of that and how that's going. We're also familiar with, like, your Home Advisor, Angie's List stuff. It's just saying if you're going to add something else after today, which you really shouldn't need, to be honest, you should be done with marketing, like, you have everything. But just let us know so we can make sure you're not, like, duplicating any of the listings that we created for you or paying for something that you already have with us. Does that make sense?
So also, if you want to, like upgrade the package, so you said it's also going to be in Yale and such, or it already can be on Yale?
Yeah, no, you're going to have the directory submission. So if you don't have Yelp currently, you will be on it because of this.
I have. I just canceled it this morning, actually, because I used to pay. And because I got enough from Angie, I didn't got anything from Yelp. I told them to suspend, like, just, I don't want to pay them. And they said, okay, but my account is still there, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, usually you still exist on the directory even if you cancel it. That's totally fine. It just means you're not paying them to, like, help promote it any extra than just having it up there. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But we know what you have now. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something, double check so we can make sure that you're not paying for something that you already have, you know, or duplicating anything. All right. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. although we do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 20th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I have made the website optional to you in the future, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. I made the website optional at no additional cost. I should have said it that way. So you won't get any extra charges if you want to add the site. Mm-hmm.
If they $199, like it's not going to bump up in any...
Yeah, that's the next part. So it says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 20th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. So indefinitely. Mm-hmm. And then it does state here in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. All that we ask is you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Sounds good. Well, you need to be really sure about yourself if you're doing that, so it sounds good.
Yeah. And then if you go to your text, you have everything in writing, too. Like, and we also sent it to your email. But if you go to your text messages, there's a link. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And so it has everything in writing that we're doing for you. If it's starred, it means it's something that you already have that we're not going to do for you. If it's not starred, then that's included. So this is just to make sure your full online profile is completed. You have the billing date, the cancellation policy, the discounted pricing structure, and then at the very bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. So you don't have to rush and sign that right now, but try to make sure it's signed before the client interview tomorrow, or we'll basically start the conversation with that.
So it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead and click on that. And there's also an invoice and a copy of this sent to your email, too.
Yeah. So this one, okay, so I'm scrolling down. I certify, signature, click here. I write my name, owner, Morel. Mm-hmm. If you have signature, I need to press sign. I need to use the username and password.
Yep. So the username and password is going to be sent to you at the end of the client interview tomorrow. It's also going to have a YouTube video. It's like 7 minutes long, and it'll show you how to use that. That tracking system comes in the form of a downloadable app, so you can actually download it to your phone and see everything we're doing for you. Keep track of, like, all the billing, the clients. If you're missing calls, you can go back in there, get their phone number, and call them back. So that way we're not missing any opportunities. You'll have the live ones plus a good platform of leads or pipeline of leads that you could call through.
Sounds good. So I confirm it, and now I'm waiting for the call tomorrow, right? Because now I'm just waiting.
You're good. So all we need is client interview tomorrow, and the PIN verification is going to be done over the phone, so we don't have to wait for that. Since you're already a Google Guarantee client, it should be pretty quick and easy. And then that's it. We basically were waiting for your guy to finish your website. You want to make sure that gets done as soon as possible.
Yeah.
The website still says pending. I'll be following up with you on that. And then I fill Eric in. I sent, I just realized that the, you got that message even though it went to, Eric's phone number?
What message?
The welcome text message said it was sent to the cell phone, the 617 number.
I didn't got this.
Well, yeah, you signed it.
Ah, I got it from the in the email.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, that's weird. So Eric just got some messages, though. Eric just got, like, my number and, like, the welcome text because he was in the text message field, and the automation just went straight to his number because it was in the cell phone section.
But you can put it everything on myself. I don't want him to do anything with it. Like, just...
Okay. So I'll take Eric's number off there, and I'll have it texted over to you.
Yeah. I just need his phone number. Like, it's a second phone number. It's like if I'm not responding or something, so someone can call him.
Yeah, like if we're having a problem getting a hold of you, we could call Eric and be like, hey, where's Omer? Okay. So you guys, do you guys both go out in the field, or only he goes out in the field?
He goes out in the field.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, that concludes our initial sign-up process. So, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I gave you my direct number and extension. So, you know, feel free to give me a call, and I'll be checking in with you time to time to make sure everything's going smoothly, okay?
Sounds good, John. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.